My name is Terrence Cuckman. I'm a resident of Concord. I live on the right-of-way. And
spell your name, please.
Last name is Cuckman, K-U-C-M-A-N. First name is Taras, T-A-R-A-S. Well, I had a prepared comment to make when I came here today, but I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to expand on the question, and I will clarify for impact. I let my daughter read it. She's a French linguist, and when she got to the part about abitus, I had a feeling there's a problem. So I got the same impression that many people here have not heard of the term abatis. And an abatis is just a picture of what an abatis is. Please pass it around, let people see. I have a copy for you, too.
Thank you, sir.
The point I'm trying to make is that as a former Army Corps of Engineer officer going through training, we learned about trafficability. We learned about impeding trafficability, taking out bridges by calculating, setting, and detonating charges. And one of the things that really comes to mind in this location between Franklin and Deerfield is that there's a 250-foot right-of-way. And crowded in that right-of-way are two 115 kV lines and a one 345 kV line. The point I'm trying to make is that the abatis, I kid you not, placing charges on your monopoles would cut through those monopoles like a hot knife through butter. And regardless of how you design it, people who know anything about demolitions will place those monopoles where they want them. The reference to the 2003 blackout was because that was a 345 kV line, which in hot August became stretched, touched vegetation, shorted out, and it gradually over a three-hour period avalanched into the 55 million people blackout from Ontario all the way over to Massachusetts. That was a three-hour avalanche. And what I'm saying is anybody with any knowledge can take both of those 115 kV lines and the 345 kV lines and cut them and have them fall towards each other like an abatis and cause a three-system through fault. Now, I'm comparing what took 3 hours with what would take normally 10, 15 seconds to create those through faults. No better target than right there between Concord, Franklin, and Deerfield. I am mystified at how many times we come in front of you and tell you, bury it. The question I had is, in hindsight, after such an event, given the death, not in August, but in February, yes, acknowledge greater, worse situation. Point being is when you take a look at an event like that and you ask yourself, what would have been a prudent countermeasure? Burying it. And I keep hearing burying it, and the message is not getting through. I accept that the key to adult learning is repetition. I really do. And sometimes it can take a day, a week, a month, sometimes 6 years. But we can continue to say, bury it. Aside from that, I have no strong opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cuckman.